I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1237. It's not you and Jesus. I think one of the greatest weaknesses in Western Christianity is our obsession with individualized faith. As I've said before, faith is personal, but it's never private. But we've made it that way. If we get beyond our ethnocentric worldview, and we begin to see other cultures, we'll see that they were way more community-minded than we are, and that's way more in line with Scripture than our approach. We are proud of our me-by-myself attitude. We rebel against our parents and their old-fashioned ways, and we blaze our own trail. Our highest goal is be yourself. But that's not the case with the cultures of the Bible, and that's not the case with many cultures around the world today. It's much more loving if we realize it's not you and Jesus. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live his life of love through us? In the book, Misreading Scripture with Western Eyes, the author writes, in many cultures, preserving the harmony of the community is everyone's primary goal, and it's perceived as much more important than the self-expression or self-fulfillment of the individual. A person's identity comes not from distinguishing himself from the community, but in knowing and faithfully fulfilling his place. One's goal is not to get ahead and move beyond one's community. After all, the tallest blade of grass gets cut first. Rather, members of collectivist cultures make decisions based on the council of elders, parents, aunts, and uncles. The highest goal and virtue in this sort of culture is supporting the community. By the way, I'd recommend this book. I don't have time for all the great points they make on this and other topics. For today, let's just say that individualism and not community is in our DNA as Westerners. After all, we sing, I have decided to follow Jesus. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Yet in the Bible, we often see entire households coming to faith. See Acts 16 and the Philippian jailer. We assume that each person in that family must have been convinced independently and privately of the truth of the gospel and must have made a personal decision to follow Jesus. But that's not likely the way that worked. And I challenge you to read the yous of Scripture more as y'all, not you individually, and who cares about everybody else. For example, Paul asked the Corinthians, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Now, we typically understand the singulars and plurals in this verse backwards. In the original Greek, the you is plural and temple is singular. Paul is saying all of you together are a single temple for the Holy Spirit. God doesn't have millions of little temples scattered around. Together, we make up the indwelling of the Spirit. I think I just blew some of your minds, and that's okay, because it's really not you and Jesus anyway. Here's the great question. How connected are you with the body of Christ in your daily walk, and how does that help you love better? Let's pray the antidote to individualism prayer, the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. And notice the plurals, podcast peeps. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1238. And in the meantime, a little more from Misreading the Scripture with Western Eyes. If we're not careful, our individualistic assumptions about church can lead us to think of the church as something like a health club. We're members because we believe in the mission statement and we want to be a part of the action. And as long as the church provides the services that I want, I'll stick around. But when I no longer approve of the vision or I'm no longer being fed, I'm out the door. That's not biblical Christianity. Scripture is clear that when we become Christians, we become permanently and spiritually part of the church. We become part of the family of God with all the responsibilities and expectations that word connotates in the non-Western world. We don't choose who else is a Christian with us, but we are committed to them, bound to them by the Spirit. We are not free to disassociate our identities from them, mainly because once we're all in Christ, our own individual identities are no longer of primary importance. We need one another, podcast family. God help us to get over our hyper-individualism and embrace the body of Christ. And when we do that, we will love better, because it's not you and Jesus.